Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Downtown Sacramento, like so many downtown areas right now, is in recovery. Some of the economic impact started with the COVID-19 shutdown in March. But during the recent days of protests, specifically May 30th through June 3rd, there was extensive physical damage to downtown buildings and businesses, and this has added to the economic hit. Our next two conversations highlight some of the steps forward, though, that have been happening. First, those surprising and colorful murals that have turned plywood window coverings into an artist's canvas for hope and inspiration. This was the idea of Lena Washington. She is an ABC 10 sports anchor and reporter, and she's on the phone with us. Hi, Lena.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me how the idea evolved and what's happened so far.
Yeah, sure. So this is actually the 1 week idea-versary of this whole thing. My friend Kimberly Prince, who is the owner of Nectar in Midtown Sacramento, put out an Instagram story post asking for artists who would be interested in maybe painting her board for her storefront, just one. And she said, you know, maybe we could do something cool with this to give back and uplift the community. So I saw that within 6 minutes of her posting it, and I shared it to my Instagram story and tagged some people I knew that could send some artists her way. And she had a lot of artists sent her way. And within 24 hours, even less than that, she was calling for more businesses who wanted to have their boards painted. So I shared that on my story, and then by Friday at noon, we were meeting with another local artist named Shannon O'Rourke, who goes by Shammy Buns Art on Instagram. And the three of us kind of just started talking about how this little idea could kind of materialize and working out logistics. And then by Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, in anticipation of the demonstrations and the protests that were happening downtown, I set up a GoFundMe account because we had people saying, hey, I don't know how to draw a circle and I don't own a business, but I want to help. So I set up this account, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, by that time we had already deployed a pair of young ladies who were jumping at the opportunity to at least find an outlet and give back in some way. So Saturday morning, we kind of just rolled around and checked in on businesses which had boards up, and deployed some artists who were able and willing to get moving as soon as possible. And of course, with the urgency of the weekend and the visibility of people just walking around town was important to us. So Saturday by 6 o'clock, I was in the middle of an Instagram story that I was going to post challenging our donors, I guess, our community, I should say, to reach our $2,000 GoFundMe goal, because by Saturday afternoon, we were halfway there. And I was literally in the middle of posting when I get a call from former ABC 10 reporter and Sacramento's favorite daughter, Frances Wang, over at CBS Miami. And I said, hey, Frances, just a minute, I'm going to post something. She goes, no, I just want you to look at your GoFundMe right now. And I looked, and Barry Braden of Fieldwork Brewing in Sacramento on Capitol, he had a piece done on his storefront, and he generously donated $1,000 to surpass our $2,000 goal within 12 hours on GoFundMe.
Wow.
And so with that, we're like, okay, well, let's up the ante. How about $5,000? That was eclipsed by Sunday afternoon. Ugh. And then by Monday, we're like, okay, let's up it to $10,000. And at last check, I believe we're at $6,400 out of $10,000 raised. And again, this is all in addition to the pieces that we have. Some are already being removed as businesses want to resume as normal. So we've collected those. But the idea is to collect all of these boards that you see around town. They're not going to be permanent. Businesses are just waiting to consult with glass companies and figure out their next steps to get back to normal. But once these pieces are collected and donated, we are in the process of identifying a space and a time for a display and auction. And that's probably going to happen within the next several weeks, or the next week, actually. But this whole thing truly snowballed out of control in the best possible way and in the most organically Sacramento way, just by word of mouth, by people tagging other people, by people walking around and asking questions and just wanting to talk. And now I've had friends from my high school in Phoenix who now live in New York asking how they can bring it across the country. Mm. And it's just an amazing, amazing response from the community and beyond that we're just so humbled that everyone has gotten behind so quickly.
So if you drive J Street in downtown Sacramento, the murals start at about 7th. They continue right now to about 11th. There were some farther down, but as Lena is saying, they've been taken down. I want to bring into the conversation one of the artists, Roman Bryant Johnson. And Roman, glad you could join us today. I guess I'd put you sort of in the category of Banksy because the work is going up and you know it's going to come down.
Right, right. Yeah, that's part of art. I'm not a graffiti artist, but if anybody does or knows anything about the graffiti life, that's kind of how it goes. You put up something really cool, and then eventually it gets covered up or taken down. So it's kind of common.
I'm looking at an Instagram picture of you looking very relaxed with a big mural that you are forming, which is... lots of people gathered with their signs. There's a peace sign on the ground next to you. You've got your spray can. Will you talk to me about being in the midst of creating the art down there and what you were feeling and thinking all around you?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I've done murals before, but none in a pandemic or none in a chaotic movement, right. I could say. We had a lot of people supporting. We had people driving by honking every 2 minutes. We had people walking up asking to take photos. A lot of people trying to tag us, which was really cool. But then at the same time, we had a lot of people riding by saying certain things, maybe on the other side of the board with it. But, you know, we pretty much got a good...
You mean more smack-talking you as you're painting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right, right. We had, you know, people riding around in their trucks with their flags, stuff like that. But most of it was positive energy that we got, so I can't really complain, you know, so...
Lena,
nothing really bad.
Lena, there are many, many unpainted spaces. And Roman, I don't know if you've done more than one, but are spaces spoken for? Are more artists needed right now?
So here is where we're at, actually. We have several boards that have been donated by, like when Starbucks was removing their boards the other day, Miles with Bryant Construction offered the blank plywood to us. The hiccup that we're running into, of course, is that these are very large pieces and people do not have very large cars, most of them. Roman is one of our few artists who he does this on a regular basis, so he's prepared and he's ready to take up 4, you know, 9-foot boards and load them up and get to work as soon as we get off this call, actually. But
right.
Most of our artists are actually high school students, graduated seniors. This is their first opportunity to really have this kind of space and resources provided to them. We had David Saban with Wide Open Walls drop off tons and tons of buckets of paint. I have boxes of spray paint in my car that he was so willing to donate to these young artists who, again, many of them are first-time muralists. They're tattoo artists. They just, you know, take art in school. They do apparel design, but they took on, you know, a 9-foot, 6-foot plywood board on a business, and you wouldn't be able to tell that it was their first time doing this. So what we have planned today is we are taking a number of the boards that we have and cutting them into smaller pieces for easy transport because we have such a high volume of people still interested in participating, and we want to be able to spread that opportunity around as much as possible. So I will just say right here we have we are planning on cutting these boards and providing distribution locations around the Curtis and Land Park areas. So if you are interested in picking up a board from myself or my teammate, Shammy, we are looking to do that around between 11 and 4. We are going to get some power tools ready and get to cutting. And if you are interested, we will post our location so you can swing by, pick some things up. We also, again, have plenty of resources, paint, spray paint, flat paint, tarps and the like. So most of the artists have been able to provide their own supplies, but we also have been doing that in support of this project as well. Again, these guys are donating their time and their money. They, again, jumped in the car after seeing an Instagram post and met some strangers who just had this idea that turned into, again, a national conversation at this point.
It's called Boards for Change. And
correct.
A great beginning place is the Instagram page, because you see this beautiful work, the variety of work. And Roman, since you were gracious enough to join us, I do want you to talk just about the work that you do when you're not in the midst of, as you say, a pandemic and a social movement of change, and not spray painting in your flip-flops on J Street in Sacramento, because you've been painting, I guess, since you were a two-year-old, and your work is really beautiful. So what do you like to do best?
You know what? When I was a kid, my grandfather, who was an artist in the Bay during the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, when I was born in the 90s, he pretty much got me into it because I would follow his steps. And anything he was involved in, he would try to see if there's something I could be involved in with him. So that's what really got me into it. I started off painting. I would sculpt little toys. Like if I wanted a toy dog when I was a kid, I would just sculpt it. So that kind of got me into sculpting. And then as I got older, I got into doing tattoos, painting portraits and murals and stuff like that. So I pretty much try to get my hands into any art aspect that I can. As I got older and I moved to SAC, we started a group called Life's Illustrations, where we would do art shows, and we would get local artists to come in and post up their paintings and drawings or whatever. But then we would also have a stage for musicians, rappers, poets, comedians, anybody with any other form of art. So that's what really brought it to the forefront for me in SAC. And it's funny because with the Board of Change, one of my friends who actually was one of the artists at one of our art shows, actually all of our art shows, but she's my personal friend, and she is also an artist. So she tagged me in the post on Instagram for the Board of Change. And then maybe like an hour later, the same morning, I got a text from my girlfriend's mom, who saw it on the news, I believe, or maybe heard it on the radio. But she saw Lena, and she sent me the text message. And so I was like, okay, this is meant to be. So me and Lena hooked up, and then we met the same day, and we started painting from right then and there. I called another artist that was part of our group that did some of the art shows with us also, and she came down, and she's the one that hit up the other side of the wall with me. So,
well, I think this is a great example of how fast word is moving. So I hope today, on the 1 week anniversary of this project, that it takes another leap forward. So Roman, good luck with your art career. Thanks for joining us. And Lena, congratulations on the fast work and great progress of this very homegrown project.
Yes, thank you so much for having me and Roman on. And again, Roman is just one of the many artists who were so grateful that they lent their time and talent. And we have another big project that I have Roman already brainstorming some things right. with a certain professional team in town that will be very visible and very powerful. So be sure you're following Boards for Change on Twitter. We just created an account. We have a GoFundMe Boards for Change. And if you want to see some of the completed pieces and meet some of the artists and follow them, head over to our Instagram at Boards for Change.
All right. Bases are covered. On your market set, go for more art. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. It's all Boards for Change. Roman Bryant Johnson and Lena Washington. You can find more at capradio.org/insight. If you own a business in the downtown partnership corridor and you experience damage, you might be eligible for a $1,500 recovery grant. On the phone with those details is Emily Cameron. She's Communications Director for the Sacramento Downtown Partnership. Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
I know you love seeing this artwork go up downtown, but boy, business owners getting a check of up to $1,500 right now, or being able to give it to a vendor or pay an insurance deductible, that's real tangible help.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's a small amount in comparison to a lot of the damage that was received, but it is a starting point and it's a glimmer of hope as businesses look to recover.
So let's talk about this particular grant. Who's eligible right now?
So storefronts within the boundaries of the Downtown Sacramento Partnership District, which is waterfront to 16th Street, essentially the central business district that received physical damage to their storefront, can now apply.
And this is the first week that I understand applications have been accepted, and already there will be some recipients. Part of the reason that we're talking about this is that I know you've got a much bigger pot of money than applicants right now, which is a good thing.
Yes, although fortunately we are making grants as quickly as we have dollars coming in. So, you know, this was a program that was seeded with a $30,000 fund established by the Downtown Sacramento Partnership, and we are now asking the public to join us with donations so that we can continue to grow the fund and make more grants. We opened it about a week ago, and so far actually have made 8 awards, and we'll continue to make awards as applications are received until funds are no longer available.
This actually came out of a program that was somewhat in the works related to COVID-19, and this was happening before the protests and the damage. So is a business that might not have experienced direct damage related to the protests but was impacted by COVID-19, is that business eligible right now?
Yes. Fortunately, we did not have many, and those who were affected that had enrolled in the security program have already had the opportunity to apply, and we actually did make a few awards prior to some of the level of damage that we've seen now.
I think in the 66 block area of the Downtown Partnership, there are about 150 businesses. Is that a correct number?
There's about double that number, actually.
300.
There's over 300 ground floor retail businesses in that area.
So how many sustained physical damage in that May 30th to June 3rd time frame? Do you know?
Over half. And we're still tabulating, you know, as information comes in. But as of right now, well over half.
All right. So the application details are on the website, but would you just quickly review?
So for businesses, you can visit downtownsac.org/recovery. It's a quick application process. There's information there about what's needed to apply. But essentially, if you're within the boundaries and sustained physical damage, you are eligible. For your listeners, what we really need help is growing the funds. I mentioned over half of those businesses in our district receive some form of damage. And we are quickly going to go through the $30,000 that we started with. So visit godowntownsac.com/donate. All contributions are tax deductible made to the Downtown Sacramento Foundation.
All right. We'll post those links on our website. And I assume the program stays open as long as there's money to fund the grants, right?
Absolutely. Our goal is, you know, we'd like to see every business that was affected have this opportunity to have access to funds to really focus on recovery and rebuilding.
Okay, Emily, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate the information, and again, we'll post those links. Take care.
Thank you.
That's Emily Cameron, Communications Director for the Sacramento Downtown Partnership. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. Nick Bruner previews Socially Distanced Saturday for the Uplift, although there's been a lot of uplift in this hour, hasn't there? We'll be right back.